our government failed those people in the beginning. And I take it now there is no dispute about it. 100% of the people recognize that it was a failure. And I personally believe there should be a serious analysis of it. I have my own ideas about what caused it, but I don't think we should do it now. I think that in a few weeks we should have some sort of Katrina commission, should be bipartisan, nonpartisan, whatever. We ought to really look at this, as I always try to. What is the best structure and what are the best kinds of personnel decisions you can make to be good at emergency management? You know, nobody ever thinks about this in a political campaign. It's never discussed in an election. But if it happens to you, it's the most important issue in the world. So we should look at that. Right now, our goal should be on not failing them the second time. Now we do have a lot of regular military people here. We have most of the government agencies here involved in Louisiana and Mississippi and Alabama. But I think that at some point we can look into it. Now I think we need to realize there are still buildings, homes, and nursing homes and other things being scoured for bodies and live Americans in Louisiana. There are still people without power in Alabama. There are still problems in Mississippi. We need to make sure we don't fail them a second time. And I was honored to be asked to try to raise private funds to support that, because a lot of these people are so desperately poor, and I think that it's very hard for a lot of Americans who, except now we've all seen it on television, but I've spent so much time there all my life, you know, the people that didn't have much to start with, now losing everything, having to begin again. We have no idea, really, what their needs will be in the months ahead, which is why I want to try to raise these funds to make sure they go directly to those people. So, yes, they were failed in the beginning by their nation, but we don't want to fail a second time. And we've got the departments on the ground, we've got the military on the ground, we've got a chance to do it right now, and we should do it right. And then, at an appropriate time, we should analyze what went wrong and why and what changes should be made. Right now, we need to worry about saving lives, getting people back to some level of normalcy, and then going on and rebuilding.